the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Dr. Michael Roizen. He is the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic, and I am the aforementioned Joe Galewski. Thank you for listening today to the show. To reach Dr. Mike on the phone, it's 877-711-5211, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs at gmail.com. Check us out on iHeartRadio. You can add Radio MD and You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to what they call the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. You go to iHeartRadio.com and then download the app. Use it on the web. If you're using it on the web, click Talk in the main menu and search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Guest topic at 35 after the hour is CRS. CRS. Do you start a sentence and maybe forget midway what you're saying, or you walk into the family room and blank out while you're there? You pick up the phone to call somebody and can't remember who you were about to dial. Have you taken a flashlight and tried to replace the batteries because the flashlight was dead? You go get the batteries, and within 2 minutes, you forget where the flashlight is. I just did that 20 minutes ago. I might have CRS. I could not find that sucker for 15 minutes, Dr. Mike.
Well, CRS is can't remember stuff. So that's what it is. Actually, there's one of the top stories this week is about another. We're going to talk to our guest at Mark Underwood, who developed this product, which is a calcium-binding protein, Prevagen. But there's also another story in the news about DHA. So DHA is the active component in fish oil for the brain. This one came from Rhode Island. It's the third large study. The first two actually are randomized double-blind studies. This one wasn't. But it showed that if you give people who are over 50 900 milligrams of DHA a day, they develop much less brain dysfunction as they get older. And in fact, they enlarge the only organ in your body where size matters. That's the hippocampus. So CRS, can't remember stuff. At least there is one other thing other than exercise and other than relating decreasing stress and, of course, having friends, and that is DHA 900 milligrams a day.
The item that gives me the biggest problem with CRS, so I must have it, are my eyeglasses. I can put those things down, and two minutes later, I'm looking for them for 15 minutes.
How many pairs do you have?
Well, just one. I'm sunglasses, but I just one pair that I, use.
My wife, my wife uses those glasses for reading.
Yeah.
And she decided she's not going to worry about them. So she got some non-prescription ones, which are very inexpensive, and she buys a dozen every 6 months in virtually every place in her house you can find them. So, and they're all the same style, so you can't tell which one you lost and which one. We have about 50 of them around the house now.
Oh, my. And then I go, I leave the house, and I get two blocks from the house. I left the house for wherever I'm going, and I forgot whatever I needed to bring with me, so I had to go back, so. I think we all have it, don't you think?
That is exactly what I have. I keep forgetting stuff as I walk out of my office. I say, oh, and I got to go back. And so my administrative assistant knows I'm coming back, so she keeps the computer going for at least 4 minutes till I've left the premises.
There are days when I'm leaving for work, and I know I've got to bring three or four or five items. I got to bring them. I got whatever they are. And I always miss one. I always forget the one thing out of three or four or five that, and I got to go back to the house anyway. But I think everybody's got it, right? Everybody's got it. Okay, we'll talk to the fellow about this at 35 minutes after the hour. He will know more about this. CRS, that's coming up at 35 after the hour. udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Many obese and overweight American kids and teens think their weight is just fine and dandy. Thank you very much. According to the CDC, there's a prevention report they just released, so I guess you can say, can you pass me those chips now? Actually, 35% of Hispanic American kids, 35% of black children, and almost 30% of white children believe they are thinner than they really are. What's your reaction to this report?
Well, isn't that amazing? I mean, this is the amazing part, and you cited it, but I can't believe it. It is 42% of people who consider themselves obese, 48% of boys, 36% of girls, consider themselves the right weight. And 76% of those who are overweight, 81% of boys, 71% of girls, believe they were about the right weight. So we've got to really do something about this, since this is such a big problem. This is what leads to diabetes, metabolic syndrome, and leads to a whole mess of things like heart disease, cancer, breast cancer, a whole mess of things later on in life. So if they don't think they're obese, we've got wrong standards. I mean, 42% who are obese thought they were the right weight. They're not even in the same, you know, it's not even in the same logarithm of waist size. I mean, this is a really big deal.
80% of overweight boys and 70% of overweight girls think their weight's about right. Also, differences in weight perception based on family income. Obese and overweight kids and teens are more likely to consider themselves at about the right weight when they come from poorer homes than kids from richer homes. So the rich versus the poor, there's a big, I guess, difference in the way these income groups, perceive their weight, I guess, and maybe overall health.
Yeah, I don't know why that is, because, in other words, weight and body mass index should be a universal phenomenon, right? And
yeah.
And it doesn't make sense that it is related to poor versus rich, unless it has something to do with food insecurity. Or obviously the rest of the group, but when you look at rich versus poor, the incidence of obesity has not differed, at least until recently, between wealthier and poorer families, and part of that was thought that the poor are smoking more and staying thin by smoking. So I don't know, maybe it's the decrease in smoking that has allowed has not caused disease enough so that the poor are now more obese. Do you understand that, Joe?
Well, I guess to a certain extent. I was going to add also, for poorer families, for poorer people, fast food is cheap food, right? It's economically feasible to buy it because it's inexpensive. Doesn't make it right, obviously, but that I think that could be a reason for it too, don't you think?
Absolutely.
I think
it could be that's correct.
Yeah, and again, more education I think is probably needed. Can I fit another segment in here? Do you have anything you want to add to that, or something? We're going to go to a break in about 60 seconds here, Mike, and
only other story I like, which is one that you're going to tease out, is that the school lunches are now being liked. There are less complaints, and they seem to be more accepted by school kids, and they're eating them with the same little amount of waste as they used to have.
No, I don't believe
the same
it.
Amount of waste as they used to have.
I don't
so that's what the data say, Joe, and I know you're on the other side of this issue, but the healthy food is getting through and is succeeding and being as tasty as ever.
Well, I still don't believe it, but Dr. Michael straightened me out on it after the break coming up. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.